attorneys, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's trial for misuse of public funds got off to a bad start for the defendant yesterday when Abner innocently gave some rather damaging testimony. And Mr. Webster then followed Abner on the stand and proved to be a strong witness for the prosecution. As we look in on the little community today, we find the court at the county seat in recess. Lum is standing in the hall talking to his attorney, Squire Skimp.
Lum, will you please come over here on this bench and sit down and quit that pacing back and forth?
Granny Squire, I'm as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose.
Yes, well, you're going to be a nervous wreck now, Lum, if you don't take things more calm. Now, just sit down here now and be quiet and forget the trial for a few minutes.
I almost hate to go back inside that courtroom.
Well, I don't blame you, Lum, but you've got to complete the trial, you know.
That prosecuting attorney is might and I got me to thinking I am a crook, sure enough.
Well, yes, Mr. Denton is a good man, Lum. There's no getting around that. He's a very good prosecuting attorney. And I'll say one thing for him. He has certainly planned out his case very carefully, too.
Yeah, get the feeling that it ain't hardly going to be no use to even give our side of the case.
Oh, tut, Lum. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Don't give up yet, Lum.
Well, I don't know. After Mr. Webster got done testifying yesterday, I was just about ready to give up and head straight for the penitentiary without even waiting to hear nothing more.
Well, I'll admit, Mr. Webster did prove to be a very effective witness for the prosecution, all right. Mr. Denton had some good questions, and Mr. Webster answered them in a very nice manner for the prosecution. And Webster was a hard man to do anything with in that cross-examination, too, Lum.
I tried my best. Uncommonly smart.
Yes, I thought I might get him a little mixed up there, but didn't seem to be able to do it. I'm just afraid that I didn't accomplish very much for him with us.
Well, to be right honest, I never thought you did neither, Squire.
No, I didn't. I'm a little disappointed in myself over that, Lum, but I tried my best.
Luther Phillips sat up there this morning and told how I bought that farm from him for Grandpap and paid for part of it with a $500 check.
Well, of course, Lum. Luther has to answer the questions to the best of his ability, you know. He has to tell the truth.
Yeah, but I could just see them jurymen sitting there nodding their heads, and I know they must have said to themselves that I was embezzling this one human they ever set eyes on.
Yes, well, Lum, there's no doubt about it. We might as well face the facts. There are a lot of cold, hard facts against you. And they're not going to be easy to overcome either, Lum.
Yeah, I can see that all right.
And, of course, I still say the most damaging bit of testimony was that given by Abner yesterday morning at the opening of the trial, That was bad, Lum.
Maybe so, Squire, but I wish you'd quit jumping on Abner for that. He never meant to do no harm.
Well, maybe not, Lum, but he should have known better than that. I've never heard anything as bad as that in my life. And I sat there all the night before giving him instructions on how to testify. He should have known every answer by heart, Lum.
Well, all he was doing was just trying to tell the truth, Squire. You know Abner. He's just as honest as the day is long. He just ain't got the best judgment in the world about some things.
Well, no, that is quite obvious, Lum. He certainly hasn't.
Oh, he never would do nothing deliberate to hurt me, because he's the best friend in the world I've got. And I know... Find out. Here he is heading over this way.
Hey, Lum, you better get back to the courtroom. They're ready to start up again.
Yeah, all right, Abner. Be right in. Yeah, come on, Squire.
Yes, all right, Lum. Might as well get in there.
Get this thing over with.
Yes.
I reckon who they'll put on the witness stand next.
Grannies, I don't know.
Well, there's several more lined up, Abner, that have to testify. They might put Grandpappy Spears on. As long as he was the one at the farmer's purchase for, you know. Or they might put your father on, too, Abner.
Papa?
Yes.
Well, what in the world would they want to get him up there on a witness stand for? If he gets up there, he's liable to ruin Lum. He ain't smart about giving the right answers like I am.
Well, yes, but they'll have him up there, Abner. If you remember, he did some negotiating for Lum with Luther Phillips. Found out how much Luther wanted for the farm, you know, before Lum collected that fine from Mr. Webster.
Yeah, that's right. He done that for me, all right. Well, here we are. We better sit down.
Yes, sir. Take this chair right here, Lum. Right here.
Quiet! Quiet, please! Court is now in session.
Prosecution may call its next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. We would like to call Mr. Milford Spears.
Mr. Spears! Mr. Milford Spears to the witness stand.
That you, Grandpap? They're calling you?
Yeah, I know it, Abner.
Well, get on up there.
Right up here, Mr. Spears.
Pigeon-toed rheumatism has been acting up again.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Please see it and state your name.
My name is Milford Avery Spears.
Mr. Spears, you are a resident of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, are you not?
Yes, sir. Lived there ever since the town started. Fact is, I was the first
to
locate her.
Just answer the questions, please. What is your present address, Mr. Spears?
That's it, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Well, I mean, what is your street address, the house number?
Oh, sir, I don't believe it's got no number on it that I know of.
Well, I mean, how do you get your mail?
Oh, I just sit around Dick Huddleston's store there till the mail hack comes in and then ask for it.
Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Spears, what I'm trying to get at is, where is your present home located?
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Why, it's out there by Briar Creek, about a half mile up from the main road there, you know.
Yes, I see. And what sort of a place is it?
Oh, it's nice, awful nice. We like it.
I mean, is it a city residence? Or a farm, or a ranch?
Oh, it's a little farm, I reckon you'd say.
A farm. And you are the owner of that property?
Yes, sir.
And how did you come into possession of that property?
How's that now?
How did you become the owner of that farm?
Oh, well, it was sort of give to me, you might say.
Oh. In other words, it was a gift, was it?
Yeah, sure was, yeah. I don't know where I'd ever turn for shelter if it hadn't been for old...
Just answer the questions, Mr. Spears.
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
From whom did you receive this farm as a gift?
Well, see, I was swindled out of my old place by that...
Mr. Spears.
...pigeon-toed varmint Webster and
Mr. Spears, you are not answering my question. And, Your Honor... I ask that that last statement by the witness be stricken from the testimony.
Granted.
Now then, Mr. Spears, that farm was given to you by someone, was it not?
Why, natural.
And who was that party?
Well, sir, now I'm right proud you asked me that question. It was the finest feller that ever drawed breath. Lum Eddard.
Hooray! That's a time, Grandpa.
Abner Hatcher.
Order, order.
Mr. Spears, at the time Mr. Edwards presented you with this property, did he own it?
Well, I reckon so. He must have.
And how did Mr. Edwards acquire the property?
Why, he bought it off of Luther Phillips. See, Luther told you that himself not over a half hour ago. Can't you recollect nothing?
The witness will please refrain from personal comments.
Mr. Spears, do you know with what money Mr. Edwards purchased that property?
I object, Your Honor.
Objection overruled.
You will answer that question, please, Mr. Spears.
Well, now, let's see. What was that question again?
I said, do you know with what money Mr. Edwards purchased that property?
Well, sir, I ain't sure, but I think he...
I object, Your Honor. The witness is not stating a fact, merely a supposition.
Objection sustained.
All right. That's all the questions. Your witness, counsel.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Spears.
Yeah, what is it, Squire?
I'm cross-examining you, Grandpap.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Mr. Spears, who was it that you stated gave you that form?
Oh, it was the finest feller that ever drove
bread. I object. Sustained.
If you fellas don't want me to talk, why'd you ask me to get up here for?
Just a moment, Grandpap. Now, Mr. Spears... You stated that Mr. Webster swindled you out of your old place.
I object.
See there?
That testimony was stricken from the records. Therefore, no cross-examination is permitted on it. And I'm sure that counsel is fully aware of that.
Objection sustained. And the counsel will also refrain from making personal comments.
Now, Mr. Spears, you stated that you received a farm as a gift. And that you are living there at the present. Is that true?
Yes, sir. That's what I said.
Now, why did you move from the place where you were previously living?
I object.
Nothing related to that subject was introduced in direct examination.
Sustained.
Mr. Spears, you stated that your present property is located by Briar Creek. Now, is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if you could describe that location a little more in detail.
Well, it's on the west side of the creek there, lays right across there.
Well, maybe you'd better describe it by stating how it lies in relation to other properties near there.
I object on the grounds that that question is immaterial and irrelevant.
Overruled.
Go ahead, Mr. Spears, answer that last question.
Well, my place is right across the creek from an old place that I swindled out of by Mr. Webster.
Sustained.
See there, they won't let me talk.
Go ahead.
Jimmy, if that pigeon-toed varmint is just going to sit there and object to every knock-kneed thing I say, I'm getting out of this babbling.
Well, Grandpa, sit down. You'll be fined for contempt of court here.
I don't care what they do.
Order. Order.
Grandpap, come back here.
I wouldn't sit in that bow-legged chair another flat-footed minute if it was the last thing I ever do. This is a free country.